Good afternoon. I am here to present my research findings on maize yield response to nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizer application rates on planthic aquasol and glaic planthic aquasol in Ghana. Now, in most African countries, as in Ghana, maize constitutes the most important cereal because it's a staple food crop and important livestock feed that is commonly produced by smallholder farmers. Maize adapts to all agroecological zones in Ghana, but its production without inorganic fertilizer depletes soil nutrients and lowers crop yield. Although inorganic fertilizer enhances crop production and alleviates nutrient constraints, improvement in soil nutrient management requires basic understanding of the soil's fertility level and responses to plant primary micronutrients. That's the NP and K. Adequate levels of NPK are known to increase yield potentials, but compared to N and P, crop responses to K are often weak in sub-Saharan Africa, as most of the soils are not K deficient. Even though continuous cropping could lead to K deficiency, as opined by Van Straten 2011, the intensity of cropping systems is presently not high enough to cause widespread of K deficiency. The same cannot be said to N and P. The same does not apply to N and P. The increasing pressure on land necessitates continuous cropping, and this has resulted in soil nutrient deficiency, particularly for the major nutrients N and P. Now, the problem statement. Nitrogen and phosphorus are the two most important mineral nutrients for plant growth and yield. But there is rapid depletion of N and P from the soil with grain crop farming. And this is due to the large proportions taken up by crop plants during grain harvest. So their low availabilities primarily limit maize productivity in many impoverished soils of Africa. The objective of this study was to assess maize grain yield response to varying rates of N and P fertilizer application on glaic planthic aquasol and planthic aquasol of humid tropical zone. The relevance of the study, crop response to nutrients may provide practical guidelines for improving nutrient management. Now, information obtained will Information on the most critical nutrients to maize growth, that's between N and P, could also be obtained from the study, and the information could guide the development of efficient fertilizer advice for farmers. The study was carried out in two locations, first at Asin Kushia, which is located in the central region of Ghana, and the soil there has been classified as glaic planthic aquasol. Then the second one is at Chodia, located in the Ashanti region of Ghana, and has been classified as the planthic aquasol. Both locations fall within the semi-deciduous forest agroecological zone of Ghana. The zone has a biennial rainfall pattern, the major season and the minor season, and the zone receives mean annual rainfall of 1,500 millimeters. Now, nine treatments were arranged in a randomized complete block design with three replications. The treatments include zero, then individual application of 30, 60, 90 kilogram of N and P2O5. The test crop is high early maturing maize cultivar, Docker, strike resistance, which was planted at a spacing of 80 by 40 cm. Then both the initial and final soil sampling was done at 0 to 20 cm depth. The fertilizer used for the study were urea and triple superphosphate. The urea was buried in between two successive plants and was applied in split application. The basal application was at first week after planting, whereas the second application was at 6 weeks after planting. Then the TSP was applied at 1 week after planting. Weed and pest control husbandry practices were carried out, and the crop parameter measured was a maize grain yield. The field data collected was analyzed with GenStat using analysis of variance. Standard errors of differences of means were computed and used to separate the treatment means at 5% level of significance. The results and discussion. From the table, which shows some selected chemical properties of the treatment cloth before application of fertilizer treatment, we can see that the soils were slightly to moderately acid with low levels of organic carbon, total nitrogen, available phosphorus, and exchangeable K. The GPA represents glazed plintic aquosol, whereas PA represents plintic aquosol. Now, these soils are generally known for their low organic carbon levels, high iron and aluminium content, and generally poor CEC, which contributes to their poor natural fertility status. Now, generally, all the chemical properties evaluated did not significantly differ among the treatments, except the soil P. However, according to Langdon 1991, all the values of the available P fall within the low range of P. Figure 1 shows the relationship between fertilizer application rates and maize grain yield in both soil types. Now, maize showed a differential yield response to the individual application of N and P. Now, on both soil types, whereas P response was quadratic in function, N response showed no definite trend. Also, though maize grain yield increased from 0 to 120 kilogram P2O5, there was higher grain yield on the GPA than the PA. Accordingly, maximum grain yield was obtained with P2O5 at 60 kilogram per hectare for the PA and at 90 kilogram per hectare for the GPA. And those differences were significant. You can see the R square for the GPA is 63%, whereas for the PA it was 92%. Now, similar studies have shown increased maize grain response to increased N fertilizer under broad range of soils and climatic conditions. But in this case, the field heterogeneity, particularly due to the differences in available P of the treatment plots, may have positively influenced P response and negatively influenced N response. As such, the non-quadratic response to N application signifies that other factors such as P rather than N, may be limiting maize yield in these soils. This deduction is in part attributed to the general low end use efficiency as is shown in Table 2. According to McCarthy and others, 2009, D deficiency reduces crop response to N inputs through its negative influence on crop photosynthetic activities, resulting in a poor yield. Now, the positive grain yield response to increasing rates of P signifies that P is the yield limiting nutrient in both soils. Phosphorus has been recognized as a primary limitation in most forest tropical soils. Then the superiority of the GPA over the PA in producing higher grain yields may be associated with P losses due to runoff. And the differences in landscape characteristics of the soil, which tends to hinder the efficiency of P uptake by maize. And this is evident in the comparatively higher P use efficiency, as can be seen in this table. You see higher P use efficiency under GPA than under PA. So the application of P at 60 kilogram per hectare and P at 90 kilogram per hectare marks the plateau, where P no longer determines the yield. The yield were suppressed after these critical levels. So there is no achievable yields for operating at P levels greater than the critical levels for appropriate to the maize crop system in this study. Then at the end of the experiment, the soil total nitrogen and the available phosphorus were not significantly affected by the fertilizer treatment. The non-significant effect was probably due to the short period of the study. Normally, such effects are observed after long repeated fertilizer application on the same soil. So in conclusion, maize yield response to N and P fertilizers in both soils was differential, whereas P response was quadratic in function, N response showed no trend in both soils. The study has demonstrated that the critical level of P appropriate for optimum maize yield was at 60 kilogram P and 90 kilogram P per hectare in Plintic Aquisol and Gleek Plintic Aquisol respectively. We therefore recommend that fertilizer P application should not exceed the critical level suitable to the maize crop soil system for these soils. Since P is critical to increased maize production in both soil types, modeling of these results will be necessary in determining when response to P will peak and its long-term effects in terms of sustainability. I appreciate the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa for the sponsorship support that enabled me to conduct the research work. As a matter of fact, this work I'm presenting is a part of my PhD work that AGRA sponsored. I also appreciate the African Women in Agricultural Research and Development Award for sponsorship to attend this year's annual conference. Thank you for listening.
Do we have any questions, comments? Discussion.
Can you go to your slide, please? did you decide to use a straight line for your GPA when you look at the nitrogen? Why didn't you just use differential equations like you had for the others?
Sorry,
let me. There's a straight line. You have a straight line. You remember on the middle one, a straight line equation. All the others are differential equations.
They are all the same quadratic equations. Just that the x there should have been s upper script square. It was a mistake, yeah.
So maybe you look into the 60, what happened with 60 and 90. The 30 looks good for nitrogen, but what do you think the reasons for the 60 pounds per acre of nitrogen and maybe the 120 and 90? What do you think the reasons are?
Yeah, that was what I explained earlier. Because of the P deficiency in this, in those soils, it impeded the response of N to the maize yield response of N.
What is your control? Does it have all the fertilizers?
The
or do you have what you call optimum fertilizer when you have nitrogen, phosphorus, everything optimum in this experiment? In your PA?
In my PA?
Yeah.
Whether I had.
Did you have nitrogen, phosphorus together when you applied both of them at optimum level?
No. No, they were individually applied. Yes.
Let me interrupt real quick. Did El Ramadi come in, the next speaker? Okay, let's talk for another 12 minutes. Carry on the discussion. I just saw some people come in.
Thank you.
No. Yeah. The soil was left for fallow for like 3 years. Was left on fallow for 3 years. Before I carried out this experiment. But previously, before that, it was a research field.
And do you plan to follow this line, to continue with this level of inversion of phosphorus?
No. It's an experimental trial, so
not your study.
Okay.
Is there advice how to continue with it?
Yeah, it's an advice that will extended, the extension officers will have to take to the farmers. And other researchers can as well take off from there to formulate fertilizer recommendation that will help maize farmers to improve their yields. It's also a basis for fertilizer advice to farmers, that they should not exceed the critical level of P when applying a fertilizer to their crops.
On the GBA, with fertilizer and nitrogen application, it was going down in the creating years. What is it very wet soil or leaching?
Yeah, the GPA, unlike the PA, is more or less imperfectly drained soil. The hydromorphic characteristics of the soil distinguish it from the plastic aqueous soil. So maybe that could have contributed to the trend.
Any other questions or comments? We still have about 10 minutes to fill.
So, when you do this type of experiment, don't you have to have eliminated when you just look at phosphorus, for example, on this side, you have come to optimum, you said 60, 90 is okay. But what about other elements is limiting, exactly like the GPA? Mm-hmm. So, unless you have something which we call optimum control, when
okay,
everything good,
mm-hmm,
and then try that one separate and add 0, 90 like you did. Would that be, you are not making making your basic information where many others could be the meeting?
Well, we did not consider that when this research was. Well, maybe in time to come, we'll take that into consideration.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a very good input. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, given the data here, even if you combine the nitrogen and phosphorus, you know, like for GPA, do you think there would be any benefit of applying nitrogen?
I think the combination of N and P will perform better than the so-called application of N or P. Because there will be, I expect, a kind of synergistic effect from both nutrients. So I think their combination will outperform their individual application. But this study is just focused on just the response, maize response to individual application of N and P on these soils for us to see the trend of yield.
Thank you.